He's live from his mother's basement in Los Angeles, our 400-pound celebrity insider and entertainment lawyer. It's Anti Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
Anti!
Hola!
Hey, there he is, the man, the myth, the legend.
Aw, hey, very kind.
Did you get Taylor Swift tickets yesterday?
I did not, and I'll tell you, I should have picked, I think she's doing 5 shows in L.A., and I went for Saturday accidentally first, and I should have gone for Tuesday or Thursday, and then I think I really would have had a shot, because I had about 10 minutes, I would say, on Saturday, and I didn't get any, and then when I went to Thursday, I had about 4 or 5 minutes, and then I went to Tuesday, I had 0 minutes, they were already gone.
Okay.
So, I think that it was crazy because every time you'd click on it, it would say, you know, okay, sit tight or whatever while we verify your seats. And sometimes that message would last 4 seconds and say, okay, another fan beat you to it. But sometimes it would take 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, if you're going to take 30 seconds, then I know you're selling like 5,000 tickets in between here. And I picked literally the most expensive VIP ones, the ones that are like $750 each, all the way down to like the $199 ones. I just picked whichever ones came up on the screen first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was just no chance.
I haven't seen anything this frenzied in a really long time. Like, it was crazy. And I have to wonder, like, is she not big enough to sell her own tickets through her own kind of ticket venue website thing or, you know?
I don't know. And this is just what I've heard, is that she went for a dollar figure what she wanted to make rather than just like, oh, let's come up with a ticket price that's fair.
Ooh.
And, you know, and that's a big difference because honestly, I don't know how much more rich she could get. So if you think about it, obviously I don't want her to do it for free.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I know that, you know, if you're selling 100,000 tickets at something, you know, and how much you have to pay your band, security, all that kind of stuff, the sets, you could probably do it, honestly, for about $50 to $75 a ticket.
Do you remember, this is going to age me, but back in the day when Garth Brooks was like, look, I'm going to make my concert tickets affordable so that everyone can go. Like, I can't imagine forking out $750 US for a concert ticket.
And I don't even know what that VIP thing was that I was paying. There was two. There was like one that was $750 US and one that was $600 US.
Mm-hmm.
And then the floor tickets, because they would only pop up every so often. All of a sudden you think, oh, there's only $199 tickets here, which seemed to have been the lowest.
Yeah.
But the most common that I saw were like $254 US.
Mm-hmm.
And the floor seemed to be about $430 US.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money for you know, one ticket to
tell
a concert.
Me about
and
it.
You know what? There's no way that those, I mean, what is the VIP package? It's obviously not a meet and greet, because that's, I mean, $700 for a VIP with a meet and greet, that's a bargain. So what is that even?
I don't know. I think you get like maybe a book or something. One was like something called the boyfriend thing. I don't know, because
the boyfriend
so
package.
Fast, but the thing is, I noticed the seats quickly out of the side of my eye as I'm, and they were probably at about the 50-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't even, you know, we're not talking like the first 20 rows or something. We're talking almost 50 yards away from her.
Here's what that includes. It includes VIP merch. You get priority check-in and a separate entrance. A VIP tote bag.
Where are you flying to? Is this a flight?
A collectible Taylor Swift pin, sticker, postcard set, and souvenir concert ticket. And then the VIP tour laminate that you get to wear around your neck so that everyone knows you paid a lot of money. But I'm seeing, too,
that's
Anti,
the most important part.
That, like, some of these tickets are reselling for $26,000 US. Like, this is just crazy.
That is. And I will say that last time she went on tour in 2018, mm-hmm. I actually, the resell ones were just, they were like, a couple hundred, because it was much less, right? They were like $250 on the resale market.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that the price was much, much, much less. So I don't know. It feels a little greedy.
Yeah.
It feels like I just want to make a I just want to make a bunch of records, not actual record records, but personal records, and make as much money as possible. It feels a little bit greedy, I got to tell you.
Was Drake having trouble getting tickets, and that's why he's hating on her?
I think that Drake is just being a misogynistic, jerk the last few weeks
he's
or
such
something.
A
I mean,
baby. No, I've noticed he's such that. A baby.
Yeah, he blacked out Taylor's thing because she had the number one, and Drake had what 2 through 10 or 2 through 9 or something like that. So he didn't want to show her name. He got into the fight with Megan Thee Stallion about and just being a jerk to her and
for no reason. There was no reason for. There's no beef. She was like, I've never met this guy. Like I've never met him. I've never talked about him, or whatever she said.
Maybe he expected her to talk to him and say, look, here, it's time you're in the industry, so you have to, sleep with me, complimentary. And because she didn't pay him the attention that he wanted, that he went ahead and did that. So I think it's very childish to cover up Taylor's name. Look, Taylor set a record, right? The first time there's no man in the top 10 in the Billboard 100.
Yep.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I think it's all great. I think that she, though, is being very manipulative with the let's drop a new remix every single night. So that way, nobody can break into the top 10. And that includes any other female artists or whatever. Sorry, I'm just going to keep doing this. And at some point, people are going to get enough. And then they're going to go, you know what? I got better things to do with my money and my time.
Yeah, it does really seem like she's going for a burnout, like just trying to get everything out of this moment and then go on tour.
Yeah, but it's unnecessary.
Yeah, I know. All I got to say is 20 years from now, you can go see her at a casino for $50.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, because she's still going to need to buy jet fuel, right?
Yeah.
It's real hard up on those gas prices.
Just wait 20 years. You can go see her wherever you want to see her, and she'll sing all your songs, and she'll do a meet and greet for free.
Brendan Fraser is kind of making more appearances in public now. I mean, like, he's had a real resurgence over the last couple of years. People really loving that he's coming back and showing him support. But why all of a sudden is he just so open with everything now?
I think everyone's like, well, where did Brendan go? Where did Brendan go? And what happened with The Mummy? Why did Tom Cruise take over and stuff? And I think because Brendan Fraser is just beloved, especially with, if you grew up in the 90s and stuff like that, you really, he was your guy.
Hell yeah, Encino Man.
And it's not just Encino Man, but The Mummy and, and other things that he did.
Airheads, the greatest radio film of all time.
That was pretty good. Bedazzled. I mean, I know people like that a lot. But I think that, he's got this new movie out, The Whale, and obviously, he went to the Venice Film Festival and got like a 7-minute standing ovation. But, don't worry, darling, got a standing ovation, so you really can't go by that.
good point.
but it's a good movie, and, I think that because everybody loves him, he'll probably, he was like, well, if I get a Golden Globe nomination, I won't go. And that's kind of... He says that that's the reason that he backed out of Hollywood is because, a few years ago he came forward and said that he had been sexually assaulted by the director of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which is the fancy word for the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And, gave a very detailed account of what happened, and it was very, graphic, although it did happen very quickly. It was not something, and so the former director of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association always has denied it, but then said, oh, well, if I did do something, I'm sorry, and, I'm sure he just took it the wrong way kind of thing.
If you read the account, I mean, you can only take that one way.
You can only take that one way, and so, but it really affected Brendan Fraser, and so he says, he walked away. I don't think that he would get a Golden Globe nomination for The Whale. He might. It's a fine movie, but I don't know if the people at the Golden Globes are like, well, you slammed our director and he's been here for like 40 years or whatever. We're not going to give you a nomination because it's a very small group. It's a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if it would, you kind of need that Golden Globe buzz to get the Oscar buzz. I mean, that's why even last year when the Golden Globes weren't aired, Jessica Chastain still kissed the butt of the Golden Globe people just constantly because she goes, this is my chance, this is my year, because everybody's trying to stay away from the Golden Globes and not associate themselves with the Golden Globes. Well, I'm going to come over here and I'm just going to, you know, kiss their butts just like we normally do, but I'm the only one kissing their butt. And so then she gets a nomination for Tammy Faye, and the next thing you know, that leads to the Oscar, which was totally unexpected. Again, it's a fine role, but, you know, it's just Jessica Chastain in hair and makeup and, you know, in a prosthetic. So it's, you know, it's, but she played the game. She knew what she was doing, and she got the award.
You know, I actually did see a piece that Brendan Fraser did. I think it was with GQ. I'm probably getting it wrong. Maybe it was Esquire. A video that he did where they asked him, like, would you do another mummy movie? And he flat out said, show me the script. Like, I'll be there. Like, it sounds like he had a lot of fun making those movies. And that's maybe what happened to the franchise, is they took all the fun out of it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, to give it to Tom Cruise is always going to suck the joy and the fun out of anything that you do.
And, yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And I think that Brendan Fraser probably pretty bitter that they took it away from him and said, you know, what we're going to do instead is, instead of the fine job that you've been doing and everybody loves you, we're going to go ahead and give it to an actor who charges four times as much and is a pain in the butt to work with.
Why was R.I.P. Jimmy Fallon trending?
Oh, that goes back to the whole Twitter blue verified thing. And there was somebody who had some kind of, you know, like official Fallon Tonight blue check mark or something like that. and said, you know, unfortunately, like, Jimmy Fallon's passed away or something. And then RIP Jimmy Fallon. And it, you know, like many of these over the past week or so, when it's a very creative blue check mark and it really kind of looks decently official, you can get away with a lot of stuff and spread a lot of rumors really, really quickly and get something trending, because people just look at that blue check mark, and if it, I mean, they'll look, and if it doesn't, well, here's, it doesn't even have to look all that familiar.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was like, there was one that said something like, it had to do with the NBA, and it was this guy who has a lot of NBA scoops or whatever. It wasn't even that close to his name, but it had a check mark, and they got my buddy Rich Eisen to say, oh my gosh, wow. You know, it's just, you're just so used to that blue check mark that you don't check to see if it's a fake name like you would otherwise. You know, normally right. you'd go, okay, well, that name doesn't make any sense. But with that blue check mark, your eyes just go, oh, okay. So if you see official Jimmy Fallon or something in a blue check mark, then you're like, oh, well, does anybody know what the actual name of the Jimmy Fallon show is?
Right.
No. Yeah, because you can change your name on Twitter to anything you want and keep your handle.
Right. So nobody really knows. So then when you see RIP Jimmy, and then Jimmy got all upset and goes, hey, Elon, can you change this? Because, you know, I'm not dead, and I'd really like to. And then Elon goes, you know, something like, what's wrong, or what do I need to fix, or something.
Yeah.
And just, like, wouldn't do it at first and was just, like, joking around. And that's just the thing that's going to keep happening. And honestly, I don't want Jimmy Fallon to die, but I wouldn't mind if he left the airwaves.
I have to say, when I saw the trend, I immediately thought he was for real dead. And I was like, oh my God, like, what happened? Did he get drunk and something bad go on?
And, yeah.
But,
fell off a dorm room window or something?
Seriously. Yeah. You mean to tell me he's not excited about this publicity?
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand, right? I mean, it's not like anybody after a couple of minutes didn't think that he was dead. I think they just started retweeting it just to keep it going, because especially when they found out that it upset him.
Yeah.
But he hasn't got that much publicity in a long time.
You know, what's really funny is that, like, if the tables, you know, because, you know, Elon probably shrugged it off. But if the tables were turned and everyone thought that Elon Musk had died, he'd be losing it. He'd be losing his mind and firing people and banning accounts left and right.
Yeah, he doesn't really have the thickest of skin, does he?
No.
I think he said yesterday or the day before or whatever that he was going to step down as, like, CEO, find somebody else to be the interim CEO, which is a good thing, because all I feel like he does all day is sit on Twitter. You know, we used to think, oh, he's working at Tesla, he's doing SpaceX, he's doing all this kind of stuff, and occasionally he would pop on Twitter. I feel like all he does all day and all night now is look at his phone and doom scroll looking for his name.
Seriously, he's like my mom, who has nothing to do all day and sit on the couch and be on social media.
Yeah, I where does he find the time? He's supposed to be doing all these other things, and he's even in the middle like of a lawsuit and everything about his pay, and he just, let me see, hashtag Elon Musk, delete them, you know, ban them, you know, fire that employee, you know, and this kind of stuff, and it seems all rather petty. And somebody said, well, you know, the way he wants to treat his employees or whatever with, you're going to have to start working 80 hours a week. And everybody goes, well, that's exactly what he did to make all his money to those people who worked in the diamond mines.
Yes! Why aren't we drawing more attention to this crap?
Yes.
Oh, my God, this guy. Anty, you are our world-famous celebrity insider. Pete Davidson or Nick Cannon, what's the easiest way to get famous? Dating one or having a baby with the other?
Well, let me ask you this. Out of the 12 children and however many baby mamas, how many baby mamas can you name?
Ooh.
I can name two.
Good point. But is it a good lifestyle?
I can just name like, the only one that I know.
Oh,
Mariah.
Oh, yeah. That's
Hello?
Right. I forgot about Mariah.
Everybody forgets about Mariah. I forgot about her there, too. Okay, so I can name three. But she didn't become famous for having Nick Cannon's babies. I think that it's much easier to date Pete Davidson. Here's my thing. Here's my theory, you guys, is that you used to become a model and become famous by dating Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes!
Now Pete Davidson, because who wants to date the 50-year-old who doesn't care about you? So why not date somebody who's more age-appropriate and doesn't care about you, but is still, you know, going to force you to sleep with him? But at least if you do sleep with him, he'll be able to get it up.
You know, here's the thing. That you just gave me a great idea. Them starring in a movie that's loosely based on them. It'd be great.
Yeah. So I think that the way to become famous is to date Pete Davidson. And the lifestyle for, you know, Nick Cannon says he pays $3 million a year. Okay. I don't. It's got to be pretty close to that, but then you're talking like $250,000 a kid per year, which, okay, that's $20,000 a month. All right, that seems okay, but I don't think it is quite that high. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. That's in L.A., I know it seems like a lot, but these women have these lifestyles that they have grown accustomed to. And, you know, they're all going to be living in apartments and stuff and never have their dad see their kid except on Zoom. Mm. I suppose if you have two children with him and he actually doubles it, then I guess, okay, $40,000 a month, that's a decent thing.
Sure.
So you don't have to work ever again. But, all right, you know, what's your purpose in life? You made $40,000 a month just to have some guy's baby and he's never going to see the kid ever. So, I don't know.
Out of all those kids, NT, which one do you think is Nick Cannon's favorite? Is it Powerful Queen? Is it Legendary Love? Is it Zillionaire?
I think it's Mariah's kids because he still gets child support.
So he gets child support from her.
Oh, I didn't know that was still going on. Duh.
Well, they're not 18, so, you know, he gets child support. She made more than him.
Let me ask you something, Auntie. How many kids do you think there's a possibility Nick Cannon has even more kids out there that we don't know about, or maybe he doesn't even know about? Well, I'm just curious.
I mean, it's definitely a possibility. I just he went from like 6 to 12 in a heartbeat. And the thing that really upset me is that now that he's, you know, having a baby or just had a baby, I can't even track which ones he's actually had which ones have been delivered and which ones are pregnant. But the woman that, you know, the baby died when they was 4 or 5 months
right,
old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so instead of grieving, he said, well, the way I'm going to grieve is I'm going to go have sex with as many women as possible to have as many babies as possible in the next year. Meanwhile, the woman's like literally grieving and crying and stuff. For 6 or 9 months, and then they decide to have a baby together. And again, so, you know, I'm happy for her that maybe that's what she wanted, but Nick, that's an odd way to grieve. And I think that he at some point he's going to run out of money. And what happens if he loses one of the high-paying jobs? Are we going to be back here in 5 years and he's going to be telling all these women, whatever the number is 5 years from now, listen, I can't afford that. All I can do is give you guys $2,000 a month.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, by then, are there going to be more Cannons than there are Marleys?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's people. These women aren't realizing, you know, maybe he's not going to get to keep these $15 million a year hosting gigs. Remember, he almost lost his biggest gig a couple of years ago. So, you know, if he loses that and he's just making, say, $3 or $4 million a year, which is a lot of money, but if you're dividing that amongst 15, these women are going to be down to $2,000 or $3,000 a month, and they're living lives that are $20,000 a month. Or in the case of when they have two kids, $40,000 a month, and he's going to say, "Sorry, $3,000 a month is all I can pay."
Yeah, and looking at this, it looks like Mariah has about 7 years left of child support.
There you go. You know, and maybe they agreed to where it happens, where she just wrote him a lump sum check, and. And then, you know, he's just been investing it or whatever. But that's pretty rare. Usually they'll write a check at the beginning and then they'll still pay monthly child support.
Auntie, what you are known for, your famous celebrity blinds. What do you have for us this week?
I got a super easy one. I mean,
you always say that. You always say that.
Fresh from the headlines.
Okay.
The reason that this woman dumped an actor who has a vowel to begin his first name and his last name is because he wouldn't stop cheating on her, wouldn't stop drinking.
First letter of his first name is either A-E-I-O-U. Right. But did you say the first letter of his first name and last letter of his last name, or first letter of the last letter?
First letter of his first name and the first letter of his last name. Don't make it more complicated.
Oh,
that is early.
There, okay.
The are both vowels.
Do you know Ed?
No. But it's in headlines, so.
I was like, Jason Sudeikis. Then I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
My education is showing.
Is it Omarion? What's his last name?
It's fresh from the headlines. It's super easy. Your listeners will get it in a second.
Okay.
NT, you're the best.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, you guys have a great week.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.